think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, and we are at Twin Peaks on 290. So this is your place to be. A lot going on out here. I mean, the food is really good. They've got that 29-degree beer. And you know what? If you come out here today, you know what you can do? Sign up for a $250 gift card.
Boom.
If you win that, you can have a party Sunday for the game. With a $250 Twin Peaks gift card.
And you can get on this free squares game.
You get on the free squares.
Get some prize pack stuff out of there. I don't know what the prize pack is, but there's some stuff.
It's listed. There's a bunch of gift cards and things like that from ESPN 97.5. So we're trying to take care of the people. So come on out here. And, of course, you want to watch the game. Any Twin Peaks is a great place to do it. And that gift card is good at any Twin Peaks. So if you live closer to one of the other ones and you're just going to come out and sign up and hang out, well, you're covered. And of course, they have the scenic views out here.
Right. When they say scenic views, do they mean hot chicks?
I think they're trying to keep it more, you know, upscale than that. But, yeah.
But so let's just say they're scenic views and hot chicks.
They're scenic views of hot chicks. How's that? Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool, too.
Yeah. That handles it. But, man, I almost feel like I should get an apartment out this way during the racing season.
I thought you meant because of one of the hot chicks.
Oh, God. Yeah, like they would, like they would even notice me, Hoffman. But no.
You got that Fowler money.
I could use a side piece in this area.
Exactly.
That'd be a good idea, actually. But they're a little young for me.
Please.
But, yeah, because, I mean,
child, please.
Out at the track so damn much here over the next couple months. But
if she's old enough to get into the track, she's old enough for you, Freddie.
I got to say, no. If she's old enough to drink, how's that?
Oh, you can get out to the track when you're
Yeah, you can go. You don't have to be 21 to go to the track.
But you got
to
be 21 to play.
18, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's 18. I don't know for sure. But
I thought 21. I just thought it was just like every other gambling entity.
No, but I think it's 18. But
I'll be damned.
Somebody can tell me that. I don't know.
Okay, old enough to drink probably works then.
Yeah, well, I don't like old enough to drink plus 10 is more my target range.
Gross. You're knocking off a bunch of prime years right there.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I like them a little more developed.
That's prime breeding
seasons. Seasoned. I like them seasoned. How's that? All right, so you tease something.
I did,
and you have to deliver on the tease.
Yeah, that's part of our radio tease. One thing I've learned in management over the last
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. We talked about this during the season because Patrick Mahomes was looking so good. So I thought I'd bring it to you again. You could tell me what you think. Skip Bayless said today, "I'll take Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes any day. Intangibles, I'll take Deshaun. He's Brady-esque."
Okay.
Is that just hot take guy?
Yeah, that's him being hot take guy.
Because I think there's an argument to be made.
There is.
But there's no way you can say it's not even a debate, slam dunk.
Yeah, that's
I'll take him every day.
That's just hot take BS because the reality is, you know, and I think this will be something, hopefully this is a fun conversation we have for years to come on who you'd rather have.
Yeah.
Because I think I would take either one of these guys and be very happy with it. And you asked me who I like better. Well, the guy with Andy Reid.
That's what I said.
I like better than the guy with Bill O'Brien. And I think if you flip-flop those two guys, they're still both very good.
Yep.
But I'd rather have Deshaun in that case. So.
Well, somebody,
but to say it's not close, and that, you know, give me a break.
Somebody on the thread that I saw this on said, if you switch the weapons, Watson will do the same thing that Mahomes did. But, I mean, listen, it's nice having Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, but DeAndre Hopkins is a better player than either one of those guys.
I mean,
you've got – he's got the best weapon. I mean, if not the best weapon in the league, one of the two or three best weapons in the league.
And I know they're never going to be healthy, but if he has Fuller and QT healthy with Hopkins next year, he's got better weapons than Mahomes does, I think.
Yeah. I mean, especially now that Kareem Hunt's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of their top guys. I mean, it's
– And, you know, let's play this out. Like, in a perfect world, those two guys are healthy. Deontay Foreman goes back to being what he looked like he was going to be his rookie year. I'll take those guys over Kansas City's any day of the week, if that happens. But that's a
lot. I mean, I'd prefer Kansas City's offensive line.
Well, yeah.
That helps things.
Let's not talk about the offensive line. Those aren't weapons. Those are – for the Texans, they're weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's – but, yeah, I think – but to sit here and try to say – I mean, my goodness, what else could Patrick Mahomes have done this year?
Could have beat the Patriots. I guess that's about it.
Well, guess who else didn't beat the Patriots, AJ?
Deshaun.
Yeah. So, I'd take either one of them. I'd take either one of them over Mitch Trubisky, even though I like Mitch. But to say that is just – I don't want to say it's just hot take BS. And that's what he does. 713-780-ESPN. Guy's going out asking, what are my plays tomorrow on the horses? There's a free tip sheet at the track, and my picks are on sportsmap.com.
On sports and stuff.
Well, it was, but now we've evolved.
This
is bigger and better. We spent a lot more money on this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, this is, you know, I miss doing sports and stuff because that was a fun site, and we were able to do some different kind of things with it, which, you know, we didn't do all sports, and it was, we got into some fun things, but, you know, we evolved here too, so. I think Sports Map is better, and it's got a lot more info. And every now and then, we work in some of the fun stuff we used to do. So, 281 says, I'm a Pats fan. I was glad Mahomes didn't get to touch the ball in OT. I think his intangibles are underrated. His poise under duress was very impressive. What I love about, and I like this about Deshaun, and I love it about Patrick Mahomes, when the pocket breaks down, when the play breaks down, that's when he's at his most dangerous because he eludes sacks. You know, no-look passes and left-handed passes. He's creative. He'll find ways to extend a play.
But you know what? If those types of things, those no-look passes, left-handed passes, if those are getting intercepted, we're like, what the hell is this guy doing? He's an amateur.
But they're not.
They're making it happen.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He extends, and Watson does the same thing. How many times do you see Watson get out of a sack and then keep rolling out and get – you get an 8-yard gain out of that on a play where you're supposed to lose 10. I mean, that's a positive every time.
So what I will say is last off season, I said if you're expecting the same Deshaun Watson that you saw in 2017, I think you're kind of setting yourself up for disappointment because it's almost impossible for him to duplicate that.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He wasn't as good in 2018 as he was in 2017. I kind of think the same thing can be said about Patrick Mahomes. I mean, as good as he is, a year of film from NFL defenses on him, I don't think he's going to be, you know, leading the league in every single category next year. I don't think it's going to be as easy for him.
No, I agree with that. But, yeah, and honestly, how often do you see 50 touchdown seasons?
Rarely.
And so, I mean,
if you were a betting man, would you bet that he throws another 50 next year?
No.
I think it's a hard no.
But you know what? He comes out and throws 38 and 6.
Then you're happy.
Yeah. And I think
if he throws 38 and 10, you're happy. You know, I mean, that's.
But see, to me, that's a key for guys, for these two guys moving forward, is that second column needs to be under 10 as they get better and better. And if that's the case, then we're going
to. But the reality is when that first column's up in the 35-40 range, you've got a little bit more wiggle room on what that other side
is. You do. It depends, though, because we've seen Blake Bortles do that, but with 17 interceptions. And you know, that's the thing. I think not turning the ball over, and in Watson's case, I think not holding on to it as long is something he's got to work on. But I don't know that Mahomes will ever have the season he had again. I mean, that was incredible. Doesn't mean he's not going to be really, really good. All right, guys. Well, you know what? You can bet on just about everything. You can't really bet on that, who's going to be better. But you want to get in on those props on the Super Bowl? You want to get in on that UH-Temple game tonight? Want to get in?
I'm on that UH-Temple game tonight.
Yeah, what you got on it?
Over.
Over? Cool.
Temple not nearly the same defense they were when they played UH the first time. UH scores way more at home than they do on the road. And the total is the exact same it was from the first game. So,
yeah, I think they're a little bit pissed off
they
over the
be.
Way that game ended.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, you want to bet any of that. You want to bet hockey. You want to bet horse racing. Well, you can bet on the track from there, all on MyBookie. And the cool thing about MyBookie is it's the only website I use now for sports betting because they're safe, they're reliable. When I cash out, I get paid. And that's the main thing. There's so many of these that I've had issues with in the past, never with MyBookie. In-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks, and you got every possible prop available for the Super Bowl. All you have to do is go to your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. They'll match 50% of your initial deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Twin Peaks. And I know the weather sucks, so the smartest thing to do is come out here and just stay in here and let it rain out there. Have a few beers, chill. Take your shot at a $250 gift card for a party on Sunday that we're just giving away. I mean, all you have to do is come sign up, and your name's going to get drawn. Don't have to be here for the drawing, but you do have to be here to sign up. And, of course, there are very nice views around here.
That's right.
So lots of good things to look at.
So today was the day that the NFL teams were – the CBA lets you carry over unused salary cap from the previous year.
Yeah.
But the teams are allowed to choose how much of that cap they want to carry over. So before we get into who carried over what, is there any reason why you wouldn't carry over as much as possible?
I would.
I mean, I don't yeah. understand why anyone would carry less than the maximum that you're allowed.
Yeah.
The AFC South, they're carrying over a lot of dough. A lot of space, anyway. The Jaguars are carrying over the least. The Jaguars carrying over the least.
Don't go wire on me. Come on. Come on. You're better than that, Hoffman.
The
Jaguars.
Jaguar.
They play in England all the time, so now they're the Jaguars.
They're carrying over $11.6 million.
Okay.
The Texans are carrying over $18.8 million.
Okay.
The Tetons carrying over $25.6 million. And the Colts, $49.1 million. I mean, that's by far the most. There's a few teams, and there's some other teams. The Browns have the most for one team, $56.5 million being carried over for the Browns. They've got big plans this offseason, apparently.
Yeah.
The 49ers carrying over $35 million, so they'll have some room to play. There's some teams that are carrying over very little. The Chargers, they're carrying over $1 million. Raiders, $1.9 million. The Rams, $466,000. The Chiefs, $715,000. I mean, I don't know what the – you know, I don't think the – the Rams were the closest team to the salary cap this year. I just think for whatever reason they're deciding to carry less over than some of these other teams. I don't understand it. I'm not a NFL GM or smart enough to be one, but I do find it interesting that some teams are carrying over upwards of $50 million and some are carrying less than $1 million.
Yeah, I don't know enough about how that works, to be honest with you. And I know that the Texans have a guy that's his only job is to figure out how to handle the cap.
I think most teams have that.
Yeah,
right,
I'm pretty sure everybody does.
A capologist?
A capologist, yes.
Before people start asking, Vaquero de Dallas, $11.7 million.
What about your Saints?
Saints de New Orleans, $1.8 million.
De Noir. I like that.
You like that?
I do. Arturo asks, what role does the AFC East having bad teams influence the long-term success of Brady's Patriots?
You know what? Every one of those teams at some point has jumped up and tried to be good. They're just not as good as the Patriots. So, to me, the Patriots being so good is part of why they've been so bad.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But, you know, the thing is the guys also beaten all the best teams. And when Manning was playing for the most part, I mean, they had a lot of great battles, but you know, Brady won a bunch of them. He's beaten the Steelers when they're good. They beat the Chiefs, who I thought were the best team in the AFC this year. I don't think it has anything to do with his legacy, but, you know, it doesn't hurt when you've got some free squares. Ask the Texans.
Yeah.
How they get to 9-7 a couple of years. Does the 975 signal boost go into effect tomorrow? Because if right now is any indication, I'll be app streaming again. Yeah, it goes in tomorrow. And it'll be basically, if you're listening on 94.1 tomorrow, you'll be able to listen on 97.5. And we're excited about it, and hopefully it's going to solve a lot of issues. Some breaking news here, if you would like. The Astros have signed a pitcher. Wade Miley.
Yep.
And 1-year deal. I don't hate it.
I think we can probably cross Dallas Keuchel off the list then, right?
I don't know how much they spent here. I don't know that I'd write him off yet because – but now, I mean, here's a guy who you can slot into your rotation. And, you know, he can – I think, it, you know, if he's healthy, they'll fix that spin rate because that's what they do.
Yep.
I think it'll be a really good addition. And now I think you're back to being at least three deep with Verlander, Cole, and now he's in there. You don't have to – I assume with McHugh in there, now you don't have to depend on both Josh James and Framber.
Right.
You can have one of those guys, and I think
– because I think it's silly to think that both of them are going to
– yeah, one of them is going to – I mean, odds are one of them is going to be really good, one of them is not. And I still think you could add another pitcher and be fine, put McHugh back in the bullpen. But – That's a good under the radar signing for them.
I think so too.
I like it. It's kind of like when they signed Charlie Morton, and he wound up being better than you expected. I think there's a real.
I'm surprised they were able to get him for a 1-year deal.
Yeah,
I mean, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I think some guys are probably starting to panic a little bit. Can you guys do a quick PSA to tell people to turn on your damn lights when driving in the rain while it's getting dark? Seeing too many almost accidents because of it today. Yeah, turn your lights on. You should have your lights on. You should do that even when it's kind of overcast, like it was that even when it's not raining. But people don't know how to drive in the rain. $4.5 million for 1 year, according to a texture. But that's a hell of a deal if that's the case. So,
speaking of 94.1,
yeah,
it looks like they're going to be shutting down 94.1 at 7 p.m. tonight to do some work on their equipment and antenna.
Yeah.
And then when 94.1 comes back, it won't be us.
We'll miss you, 94.1.
You can pretty much, after 7 o'clock today, take 94.1 off your dial.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're going to be stupid.
Well, I don't know what they're going to be. But
I don't either. But
they're not going to be us. So.
Exactly.
But you know what? That's been a good deal for us to have that. It's enabled us to reach parts of the city where we had problems in the past. And so now, you know, just sit back and enjoy us on 97.5. It's going to be all good. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody said Wade Miley was trash. That's a real good take, yeah. Whatever.
Wade Miley was...
It was 5-2.
He had a 2.57 ERA last year.
Yeah, but that's trash, according to this idiot.
I mean, he was hurt last year.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You've got to have
him. Which that's why... I mean, I guess that's why you were able to get him for a one-year deal, but yeah. I don't think Wade Miley's trash. I think Wade Miley's...
Yeah, Again, that's one of those dumb
hot
takes.
I mean, he's been trash before.
He has, yeah.
And, like, you know, but go find me a list of pitchers in Baltimore who haven't been trash.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. It's all right. Feel free to be dumb. Yeah, and he may not work out. If he doesn't, then you better hope one of these other guys do.
Yeah.
But one-year deal, 4.5, if you get that out of him next year with more starts, and there's
happy.
No reason not to think they won't. I mean, they get guys and they improve when they come here.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Last postseason, 1.23 ERA in four starts.
That's trash, AJ.
I'll take that.
That's trash.
If that's trash, I'll take that come playoff time.
Yeah, give me that trash. I'll fill my house with that kind of trash.
That's a pretty good four starts.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. We come back, we'll have more trash for you.
Trash it up.
That's how we do it. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And for another hour and a half, 94.1.
ESPN 97.5.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Crystal says 94.1 was what kept our relationship strong. I'll have to use the app in my car and lose all the contests. No, you won't.
No.
Nope, you're going to be
just
fine.
Chill.
The new booster is going to cover that entire area. So it's been tested. And
Testes, 1-2.
Yeah, there's a bunch
three.
Of testes there. Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I should have known Trash Guy is one of the guys who was on my auto-delete list, which I cleared at the beginning of the year. I haven't decided whether to bring it back yet or not. But, yeah, he's a terrible texter. I mean, honestly, for that money, I think that's a hell of a signing.
I mean,
if he works out, great. If he
if
doesn't,
oh, well.
You know, and they'll make trades. So, and I, like I said, I love what they do with guys. They see things in pitchers they think they can fix, and more often than not, they do. Works out really well. But
I mean, you could have easily said Charlie Morton was trash when they brought him
in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, absolutely.
And I'm sure this clown did.
You didn't think Charlie Morton could stay healthy? Because I'll be honest, I didn't think Charlie Morton could stay healthy because he'd never been healthy before in his whole life. And then suddenly the Astros turned him into a legit borderline stud.
Yeah, career ERA of 4.26. That's not great, but that ain't trash.
No.
So, you know, feel free to die, sir.
I mean, I think that might be overkill, too.
Nope, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
Guy's a dickweed. Not my fault. Some people are. And we have great listeners, and then we have dickweed listeners.
Yeah, Mark reminds me, Arrieta was trash in Baltimore, then won a Cy Young with the Cubs.
Yeah.
I mean, and then turned back into trash.
Yeah.
Like that. Listen, that's the deal. I mean, any given year, a guy can be great or can be garbage, and... Would it shock me completely if Charlie Morton is garbage in Tampa next year?
Not at all.
No. So, I mean, this is that's the game. You know, there's guys have good years, guys have bad years. What you're looking for is guys who have good stuff, good potential.
Yeah.
And you hope that your coaching staff and the Astros have been pretty good with these pitchers. You hope that they can maximize what they've got with the guy. So I think it's a good deal.
Somebody asks, with 94.1 going away, what's going to happen to some of the SB Nation shows? I enjoy a few of them. Will they just be online? Yeah, you'll be able to get those online. There will be some that we'll have on 97.5. There'll be a few. The also wanted to mention, I heard the thing for the Whiskey Neat podcast. If you get a chance to listen to that, They got a couple of guys who are opening a new distillery downtown, and it's going to be about a year and a half, but it really sounds cool. So
yeah.
Check that out.
Word coming down that Rick Smith's wife, Tiffany, has died, passed away after a battle with breast cancer. So thoughts out to Rick Smith. That's obviously not good. But
Nope, it's not.
I don't know, but I mean, obviously, we've known she's had some health issues for a while, which is a part of why he stepped away from the team. So condolences to Mr. Smith.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. We asked, when are you playing poker next? I don't know when I'm going to – I mean, honestly, I've been so busy that I just haven't had a chance to get back out and play, but sometime soon. I'm not going to be able to play anytime next week because of – well, probably I may not be able to get out again until Sam Houston's over because I'm spending so much time out there. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. This guy's you don't know baseball guy, and he doesn't know bleep. So, you know,
all right.
Don't
well,
you know what? You,
guess, I don't know baseball.
Guess what's back? Guess what's back?
The block button?
Not the block button.
No.
The auto
not today.
The auto delete.
Oh.
So, goodbye.
See?
281-794. You won't ever get read on this show again.
Oh. You won't be read by me because I don't read the text.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know what? Try again in 2020.
Just so you guys know, when you guys text mean things about me, I never see them.
Yeah, and I never.
Fred never tells
I never tell Jay about them, so you could stop.
I've got a very fragile ego.
But you know what? Hey, you made it through the end of January. That's pretty good. You made it. The guy made it for a month this year. So try again next year when I wipe it clean again.
Jason says, does signing Miley instead of Keuchel open up more money for Harper? You know what? I mean, had you asked me at the beginning of the offseason what the chances of the Astros signing Harper were, I would have said 0%. It might be 2% now because, obviously, he's not going to get the money that he thought he was going to get. Neither is Machado. The market's just not there for, the third year in a row?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a slim possibility, but I don't picture the Astros making that big of a move.
It'll be interesting because
– Well, here's the deal with the Astros. If they do sign Bryce Harper, that means when Correa or Bregman comes up, they're probably saying those guys can walk. Because
you're talking about
three mega contracts on one team. It's unlikely. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're willing to do. And if you make another deep run and make more money as they did, you've got more money to spend. I don't think it's necessarily if you do that, you're not keeping those guys. Maybe because, frankly, what kind of deal do you think Correa is going to get right now? Bryce Harper's not getting that kind of money.
True.
And if teams aren't going to do that, then you might be able to get him back at a reasonable price.
Well,
I think
Harper's still probably going to make, $200 million.
Oh, at least.
So,
at least.
It's still a monster deal. It's just not $400 million like they were hoping. So, I don't know. I've got a hard time believing that they're going to sign multiple guys like that to mega deals.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't been in the position.
Right.
You're
right. Yeah. So it's sort of uncharted territory. I mean, especially with this new ownership group. The old ownership group, there was zero possibility of it. They struck out once on a free agent, and they basically decided, well, we're never doing that again.
Yeah.
So
if you do that, I could see a situation where maybe you do choose between Correa and Bregman at some point, and maybe they have to do that anyway.
They might.
I said that
when they signed Altuve. That the likelihood was now that one of those two guys, when the big payday comes, they won't be around.
512. We don't need Harper. We have Kyle Tucker. He'll be better. LOL.
That's true.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker, the next Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Little known fact.
Exactly. I'm honest. Do you think Altuve's 5-year deal influences this year's free agency? I don't think so because nobody's really signed.
Yeah.
For that kind of number, and I think. I don't think it's collusion, but I do think when you look at the baseball landscape, teams are seeing that you can win without doing those contracts. You just have to be smart about it. And, you know, I still think he's going to get paid a bunch. And I keep hearing the Phillies are going to do this, the Phillies are going to do this. And, you know, I don't see anything happening there yet. If you're Scott Boras, you probably wait till the very end. Because at this point, you pretty much have an idea who's going to offer you what.
Yeah.
And you hope somebody, like maybe the Astros are sitting there going, well, we'll pay you $220 million. And you get closer. Maybe they say, all right, you haven't signed yet. What about $250?
Yeah.
We might do that. So,
I mean, listen, we just saw it come across the crawl that Bryce Harper is going to meet with the Padres.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Padres can sign Bryce Harper, there's no reason why the Astros couldn't.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Although, I don't care if your team's bad. If you paid me that kind of money to live in San Diego,
yeah,
see ya.
Washington, Philly, and the Chicago White Sox are the only other teams known to have serious interest in Bryce Harper. So the market's just not what he thought it was.
He didn't have the best year.
No, he had a bad year. Well, a relatively bad year. Had he been a free agent last offseason, boy, it would have been hard not to back up the truck for that guy, right? But this season wasn't great. Didn't come at the best time.
He
didn't Joe Flacco it.
No, I still think the guy would be a hell of an addition, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the
put
skills.
I'm sure they've talked to him, to Boras at least. But how can you not be interested in that guy? If you're a team like the Astros, I still think you're a player short. I mean, I know they have the highest win total in Vegas, but I think that's in part because the Red Sox are in a division where they may not win as many games.
Right.
So, like, the Red Sox are better than them right now. I'd like to see another player. Do you expect the Astros to manipulate service time for Whitley a la Springer and Correa? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a smart thing
because
to do.
They're still not a free-spending team.
Even if you are, that makes sense. You should do that.
Because you've got guys to cover you until, you know, you can get him for another year. So that's the beauty of having James. These are the guys that you're hoping can get you through that. And like we said, if one's a bust and one's not, okay. Yeah, I mean, you'll still have Forrest Whitley eventually. There's no point in, you know, you burning that guy up. And especially when you just signed a guy like Wade Miley. There's no need to burn him up.
You should give him a few months to see if he's going to be an answer for you.
Because you don't want to do what you did with Kyle Tucker last year, for one. But what's the other guy's name? The other outfielder that was supposed to be great and he sucks. Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
I mean, you bring these guys up before they're ready, you ruin them.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that Tucker's ruined.
No, I don't know. I don't think he is either. But they brought him up before he was ready. We can agree to that, right?
Well, I mean, they thought he was. I mean, he was tearing it up down there. But you know, that's...
tearing it up in AAA does not equal being a major leaguer.
No, of course.
Ask Brett Wallace.
Of course not. But you know, at some point they thought that he was ready for major league pitching, and I'm not.
Maybe he will be next year.
And Redmond started off terrible too.
Yeah,
and he's turned out okay. So. We'll see. All right, I got to tell you about my man Lawyer Dave, who's not with us today, at least not on the line. He's still with us.
Right. I wasn't at Lawyer Dave's funeral.
No. Lawyer Dave is alive and well and representing the Blitzers, and that's why he's not on the line today. And guess what? You're probably going to get in an accident driving home tonight because everybody's driving like an idiot and the weather sucks. Well, if you do, the first person you need to call is my man Lawyer Dave. If you've been hurt in any kind of accident, car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, any of those, he can take care of you. And the best part is, there's no money up front. If you can't afford a doctor, they're going to put you with a doctor. He's going to take care of all of that. He only gets paid if you win. Doesn't charge for his consultations. And by the way, if you have any kind of legal problem, give him a call, because if he can't handle it, he'll get you to somebody who can. And if you've had a bad experience with a doctor or drugs or hospital negligence, any of that, he's got you covered. He's based right here in Houston. He takes care of Blitzers all over the state of Texas. And I got to tell you, he's handled a few things for me. He is an absolute bulldog, and I love the guy. And if I have any problems, he's my guy. Give him a call, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900, or on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law. And you can also go to the website, lawyerdave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here from Twin Peaks. And we'll be announcing the winner of the $250 gift card at 6:30. So you still have time to get out here and sign up for it. And you also got the squares, which are... There's still plenty of squares left that you can get in on for lots of free stuff. So before we get to the gym, a couple of things from the text line. Fred used your tips at SHRP last Friday and had my most successful trip to the track ever. If I see you out there, next drink's on me. I will take the drink. I have limit myself to two when I'm out there, but I will definitely do that. Then 832 says, can you imagine the disaster for the NFL if the Super Bowl was somewhere outdoors in the north, Ice Bowl 2.0? I think by Sunday it's going to be fine most places. It's just, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not going to do the Super Bowl in the north like that.
They did it in New York.
That was the one time. I don't think they'll do it again. I mean, otherwise,
if Chicago got a new stadium someday, they would definitely put it in Chicago.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, they've made that kind of the standard.
For teams that have domes on their buildings.
No, New York doesn't have a dome.
They're the only one, though.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. If Chicago were to do it, they would get a Super Bowl. You would put a Super Bowl in Chicago, and the weather would have been horrible during the week.
If Chicago does it, they better put a freaking dome on that thing anyway.
You would think they would, but the reality is I don't think there's any move to do anything with Soldier Field. So, but by Sunday, it's going to be in the 40s most places. So I don't think it would be an issue for the game. It just would be an issue for the people trying to cover the game and get out and do stuff because – you wouldn't have wanted to be outdoors yesterday. Now, I wonder if Buffalo ever got a new stadium, if they would do that.
No. I mean, if it was indoors. But, like, Buffalo, Green Bay, those aren't the kind of markets that they want the Super Bowl in. That's not going to help. That's not good for anybody. Honestly,
there's not much. The problem is there's nothing to do in those places.
Right.
And the Super Bowl isn't so much
about. It's an event.
It's not so much about where it's played. It's about the parties and the stuff leading up to it, which is why New York was great, why Chicago would be great. But, yeah, Buffalo wouldn't work. Green Bay wouldn't work. Kansas City would never really work.
Nope.
So,
you know where it'll work? Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas will get one.
They've got an outdoor stadium, but it's never going to snow or be, you know.
You know what?
It might rain.
I was in Vegas when it snowed on the Strip for, like, the first time in forever.
Yeah.
And it was light snow, and it lasted for about
It wouldn't half affect a day. The football game.
No. I can't wait for that. That's going to be a great, great place for the Super Bowl. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Had a lot of people email me potential gems today, including Wade, who was flying back from Buffalo. He did actually get on a flight, so good for him.
Wade Phillips?
No. Wade the listener.
Oh.
And this is from John the listener.
Hello, John.
And I always appreciate it when people send me stuff. A lot of times we've already used them or I've seen them, but not this one. Deborah Lynn Johnson, 69 years old, told her husband she didn't want to die in a nursing home.
Also known as Lady Bird Johnson.
No, I think I'd call her Methy Johnson.
Oh, this isn't Lady Bird?
No. I think Lady Bird's dead.
She is.
I thought
maybe this was an old story, like you said.
No, this was
posted just
January 30th, 2019 at 5:46 p.m. CST, updated January 31 at 2:45 p.m. in Searles, Minnesota. Minnesota. Oh, geez.
Minnesota's the Florida of the Midwest.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. I think Oklahoma, isn't Oklahoma technically the Midwest?
Yeah.
That would be the Florida of the Midwest. Deborah Lynn Johnson told her husband she didn't want to die in a nursing home. So he said, all right, I'm going to bring you home. Against medical advice, they said, keep her here. Said, nope. She died on January 24th. And now her 58-year-old Dwayne Arden Johnson is facing criminal neglect and receiving stolen property charges.
Because he's, what did he steal?
And is in the Brown County Jail. According to the Moncato Free Press, the two enjoyed a meth-fueled death party before she passed away. They spent her final days rocking out to their favorite song, Quiet Riot's Metal Health. Johnson reported his wife's death around noon on the 24th. He later told responding deputies that he thinks she died about 8:30 that morning, but he wanted to make sure she was gone before reporting it. The first deputy to arrive saw the words, Death Party God Hell, party spelled P-A-R-D-E, spray painted in red across the front door.
Was Charles Manson at this party?
Don't know. But apparently he came outside naked and screamed.
Helter Skelter.
It's better. He came outside naked and screamed that his wife was dead before running back inside. I'm pretty sure it was awful cold in Minnesota at that point.
You mean Minnesota.
Minnesota. Investigators found him in the bathtub trying to clean little black and white things from his skin.
All right.
Yeah. He said he washed her body and wrapped it.
I don't even really want to guess what that is.
He said he washed her body and wrapped it in linen because the Bible told him to.
Said, I'd like to see that.
He said she could.
What page was that on? Does he say?
That's the.
Because a lot of times people say, "Oh, the Bible said I should do this," and then you say, "Well, what page did you find that on?"
Ezekiel 25:17.
Yeah, and then you start to look for that, and then that's not a real Bible verse.
It's pretty badass thing to say to somebody before you kill them.
But don't believe what you read on the internet or see in the movies.
God. I used to know every word of that. It was fun. All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
What about a Super Bowl when the Bills move to Toronto? I don't think that's happening.
No, they tried. That's a failed.
I do think an NFL team would be successful there. I don't ever see it being the Bills. I could be wrong about that, but
I don't know.
You guys know I love Toronto. I think it's an underrated city. It's a great sports city, and they've embraced the rap. Excuse me. They've embraced the Raptors.
Especially since the Raptors got good. And obviously the Blue Jays have been big there for a while. You know, the Maple Leafs are massive. But there's markets that are NFL markets and markets that aren't. And I
think it would be. I think it would be a good one.
Where do you think it would rank in the hierarchy of Toronto sports franchises?
Second.
Behind the Leafs?
Yeah. I don't know. The Jays are pretty well. But see, the problem is, like, the Jays are Canada's team.
Yeah.
Not just Toronto's. And if they only had one NFL team, I think it'd be the same thing. Although, there's a lot of people in Vancouver that are Seahawks fans.
I mean, the Raptors are the same way now since the Grizzlies went away.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think you're going to get rid of those Seattle fans in Vancouver. I don't know if they'd embrace it as much. But, I mean, I think it would work, but I just don't think there's any push for it. And that's that city is almost the size of Chicago. I don't think people realize how big it is.
The other thing is the Bills, the reason why they flirted with moving was because they wanted a new stadium. The Rogers Center isn't new.
No, you'd have to build a new stadium there.
And Toronto didn't really show any interest in building a new stadium.
They did when they had that crazy mayor.
You're right.
But
the meth, what was it, Rob Ford?
Yeah, Rob Ford.
Yeah, what a legend. R.I.P.
Yeah, I think his brother's in government now, and he's just as crazy. So
does he smoke crack?
I think they smoke crack together.
Well,
one point. So, but hey guys, we've got a great deal for you from RoseExpress.com. If you want to take care of your lady, or you know what, if you're a couple of guys and you want to take care of your guy, how about this? 25 roses for $29.
Deal.
And you can also add another 25 roses for an additional $20. How about this? 50 roses for $49. You are not going to find that kind of deal anywhere. In fact, go check a flower store and see what it's going to cost you for 50 roses. You know what you can do with that? You can take care of your wife. You can take care of your side piece. You can just buy them for yourself. Go to the bar and sell them and make a profit. That's what you can do. And all you have to do, when you place the order, you set the delivery date. And if you want it to be on Valentine's Day, do it right now.
If you hit up a florist on Valentine's Day, you're talking about a dozen roses for probably $100.
And if, oh, you'd be lucky to get that.
And you know, here's the deal with RoseExpress.com. For $89, you can get 100 roses. And these are nice roses. A bouquet just got delivered to my house today. My wife was thrilled to get them. When you place the order, you set the delivery date. So you get them now. They're going to come on Valentine's Day, whether it's to your house or to your work or to her work. And you don't have to worry about it again. It's that simple. You can add a personal note. You can add a little teddy bear. They're going to cover it. Call, like I said, call any flower shop. See what a dozen roses cost you, and then see what you can get at RoseExpress.com for the same price. Wholesale prices that you'll only get with Rose Express. Guys, stop by stop by their website, check it out, and get it out of the way early. Don't disappoint on Valentine's Day. RoseExpress.com.
ESPN 97.5.